Hi, welcome to one of our case study discussions. Today is the first of two case studies looking at how the adoption of a business intelligence and analytics tool can help hotels make more accurate, data-informed decisions, leading to increased revenue and profitability. Joining us for this conversation is Apo Demirtas, founder and CEO of Hotel IQ, and Robert Marussi, Chief Commercial Officer at Turtle Bay Resort. We explore what operational pain points Robert has experienced in previous commercial roles, how the adoption of Hotel IQ has positively impacted his marketing and commercial teams by breaking down silos and increasing collaboration, and finally, we touch on the ease of implementation, what factors to consider, and how the Hotel IQ team supports them. Really hope you enjoy the conversation. Let's get started. Hey, welcome to you both, and thank you for taking the time to join us today, especially when I consider your busy roles and responsibilities. So without taking any more time out of your busy day, let's get into the introductions. Apo, if we can start with you first, please, that would be brilliant.
Yes, thanks, Trevor. I'm Apo Demirtas. I'm the founder and CEO of Hotel IQ Decision Cloud to buy intelligent hospitality.
Super. Nice and brief. Brilliant. And Robert, over to you, please.
Thanks, Trevor. Robert Marussi, Chief Commercial Officer at Turtle Bay Resort in the North Shore of Oahu.
what a lovely resort. I feel even bad to draw you away from it. let's get into this discussion. So let's introduce the topic for today and this conversation. And in simple terms, we're looking at business intelligence and the value to hotels of adopting an analytics solution. Robert, a little later on, we're going to hear about your own personal experiences around BI, challenges you face, how you came to select Hotel IQ and the value you've derived. But before that, I'd just like to ask you both kind of a scene-setting question, a nice open question to get the topic going. So, why is business intelligence so valuable to hoteliers today? And what are operators missing out by not engaging with it? Robert, as the hotelier in action at the moment, maybe we can start with you.
Yeah, for me, it's pretty simple, right? It's real-time info. It's predictive and future analytics and analysis, right? Mm-hmm. That allow me to pivot and do what I do. And it gives me marketing intelligence. So I don't only look at this as a revenue tool. I look at it also as a marketing intelligence tool. So when you're talking about your marketing technology and marketing communications, this fits into it in a real time way, right?
Yeah, a lot of sense. And Apo?
Well, I often say that the hotel industry is data rich, but information poor, right? we have a lot of data in hotel business, but then hotel industry usually lacks the know-how to extract the data out of its source systems and organize it and structure it in a way that it actually speaks to you, in lagging and leading ways. And that's primarily the reason why we exist, to be able to do that for the hotel industry, and through the process liberate them in their roles, commercially speaking.
That makes a lot of sense. Rob, if I could just pick up before we dig into some of your previous experiences, pain points, which may lead on from this supplemental question. So if we can see what the value of it is, the flip side of the coin is, what could hoteliers be missing out on? I know that may sound like a really obvious question, but if we're sitting there, and I'm going to use the word ignorance, and I don't mean it in a negative way, but sometimes if we don't know what we don't know, or if we don't know what we don't have, we're often not quite articulating consciously what we may be losing. Can you kind of put into some sort of words that maybe your fellow hoteliers would understand and relate to of what you might be losing if you're not engaging with business intelligence?
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head, right? We don't know what we don't know, right? And if we have that data at our fingertips and we can solve problems and challenges in meetings right at the point of the meeting, instead of, I've got to go look at the data. I've got to go download my spreadsheet. I got to work in pivot tables. I'll extract the data and I'll get back to you. 2 days later, or maybe a week later in a revenue meeting, you have the answer. Well, we need the answer now, right? And I think it's a real tool that actually brings the ecosystem of revenue, sales, and marketing together to actually work together, to work out of their silo and achieve what they need to achieve. And that's really gaining acquisition, right?
Yeah.
Conversion.
And it's starting to, I mean, we hear so much, and we'll touch on it later, about how it's benefited your operations, about this breaking down the silos and how sharing that data across teams is quite critical. Again, just before we move into the specifics, Apo, from your point, you're dealing with a multitude of hotels, different groups, that we don't know what we don't know. What do you see? What are the challenges that the hoteliers, when you're first engaging with them, that they're not aware of what they're missing out on? Just like some headline thoughts around that.
Oh, sure. There are a lot of sacred cows in hotel industry. One of them is this love affair with Excel. And Excel is a good tool, but it was introduced by Microsoft in 1985. And the hotel industry works as if it is still 1985. And it's not. We have evolved immensely and precipitously since then. Now, hotel industry by nature is very traditional, right? We can smell a P&L, read a P&L from a mile away. We can put a flambé cart right by tableside and put up a great show. But when it comes to harnessing the power of data to make our decisions, whether technical, tactical or strategic, we are really not that strong. As Robert said, it's all about Excel spreadsheets. I totally agree with what he just said. The biggest challenge is, again, if you've never experienced the power of business intelligence and analytics, especially predictive analytics, then you will never know. So you don't know what you don't know. The challenge is to get them open up, really, break that love affair with Excel and open themselves up to automated analytics and business intelligence. And once that's broken, then they see the light and they never want to go back into the darkness of a cave, so to speak.
Well, let's maybe take, go on, Robert.
No, I was going to say, it's spot on. How do we make revenue people marketers and make marketers revenue people?
Ah, beautiful. Right?
How do we look in that lens, and how do we stop historically as hoteliers looking at point-to-point solutions and look at a solution that gives you an end-to-end 360 view, right? That's the money right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the money right there. You said that really well, Robert. I'm going to use it.
Well, referring back to some of what you said there, Rappo, about moving into the light out of the dark and Excel. Robert, I'm going to take you back into the dark and then your time with Excel to talk a bit. I mean, we'd like to get your insights into some of the pain points that you've experienced in previous roles and the impact. I mean, you've worked with many luxury properties over the years from a commercial standpoint. What are some of the common challenges, pain points that you experience that others may be facing that haven't adopted the light as yet, if I follow that theme?
It's just really a lot of times is delay in knowledge, mm-hmm. right? It's a question that's asked in a meeting and nobody has the answer, and it's a several day delay. And I think we all live in a world now that we recognize that we don't have days to make a decision, right? Yeah. Decision cloud gives you an opportunity to make a decision real time based on data science and based on really predicting the future. What's happening in the future? How can I pivot? How can I bring in a marketing campaign because the distribution channel is lagging? How can we talk about that collectively and collaboratively and really come to an end game and really move forward in a decision-making process? That's when Oppo changed it to Decision Cloud, I thought that was probably the most brilliant thing he's done in a long time, and he's a brilliant man. But that is exactly what it is. It puts the decision in your hand, and we rarely have had that in the past in the hotel business.
Can I just dig a little bit into when you said, and I know by implication what you mean, but if you can articulate it for us, it would be great. When you said, you know, part of it is about being able to make that decision in real time, and how historically that's not how it was. It would take days. Can you, without naming particular properties or particular moment in time, but just articulate what maybe a lot of hotels are still doing that you experienced, that, and how something that should be short would take you days to get to that point?
Yeah, I think it's about a question. It may be what room efficiency, right? Mm-hmm. You know, should we increase the price or decrease the price on this room to move more? Well, I don't know. How's it performing? Let's talk about how it's performing rather than taking days to get an email back, and everybody reads an email. And I don't know about you, but I'm kind of becoming that millennial that reads kind of four lines on my email and then I'm out, because I can't do it anymore, right? So it gives us the ability not only to collaborate in that real time, but even prior to a meeting, I can drill down on what needs to be talked about and share it with my peers, so that we have people thinking in that decision mode once they get to the meeting, right? I mean, it's just a game changer in that regard.
So, I mean, when you're talking about that historically, you know, when you're looking at that particular question that you asked there, if you extrapolate that out, I mean, that could start to pulling a number of different teams within a number of different people, maybe within different disciplines, within a commercial operation. So you don't. So it's not just asking one person to then provide you an email. You've then got the subsequent questions that would be follow up from that. You've got a number of different people that are then involved in that conversation. And as you say, this is all before you get to a meeting. And then I'm guessing you're all working with data that is relevant at that moment.
Yeah.
But by the meeting arrives, everything could have changed. Yeah.
Well, it delivers healthy ideation, mm-hmm. right? Right. We're not putting all the onus on a revenue or a director of revenue management to come up with the solution. We're all part of the collaboration on the solution, all looking at the same data, right? Because how many times are we looking at different data in your own property, across disciplines in your own property, and even the hierarchy of going to corporate office, right? They're looking at different data. We're looking at different data. The revenue manager's looking at different data. The marketing directors, can we just all get on the same page?
Yeah.
And that's what it allows us to do.
No, that makes a lot of sense. Apo, you must see this. I mean, obviously from the clients that have embraced Hotel IQ, but before you even get, you know, when you're getting through the door and having these conversations, I mean, these must be key points that you're looking to probe into. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And this is in our effort to increase decision efficiency. And intellect, really, within the hotel industry. Business intelligence is a voyage of discovery, right? It's like peeling an onion. Somebody asks a question and someone answers it, but that answer will prompt yet another question, mm-hmm. because we're inquisitive beings, right? As human beings, we are inquisitive. And when you give the answer to that second question, that answer will prompt a third question, and so on and so forth. So no one should be running into their office and trying to mine the data and come back with an answer to each question. You know, you've got to be there for days and weeks to be able to do that. Whereas with the power of business intelligence, in this case, Hotel IQ Decision Cloud, you can answer those questions right there and then. And make a decision. It's a voyage of discovery. We believe in the power of human brain, but then it needs to be fed with meaningful intelligence so that it makes the decision. While gut feeling is great, We just need to corroborate that with powerful intelligence.
That makes a lot of sense. Robert, to your point, I mean, from all the properties, and we'll talk a little later, and because, I mean, you've moved to a number of properties, and from what I understand, you've always looked to adopt Hotel IQ when you've then moved across. In that first conversation, when you move into a property and they don't have that solution, and you're then saying, okay, I need to bridge this. Maybe after doing it a couple of times, there's a bit more credibility when you say we need to have this. But what's it like? Because I'm thinking of other hoteliers that may be listening to this and thinking, I want to get on board, but how do I take that step? How do I start to evaluate? And what about pushback that I might be receiving? You've got any sort of tips or advice around that?
Yeah. I mean, listen, working in silos, we're all protecting our knowledge, right? That's what happens, right? You know, the director of revenue management is protecting the fact that they understand pivot tables really well and Excel better than anybody. And it's almost like a golden handcuffs. And I'm throwing no shame to them because they're a very important piece to this whole puzzle. But really, it's about delivering the change and transformation management piece of how are we going to get through this together, making it look like a value add so that revenue management gets on board. And then on the other side, conversely, it's the same with your sales and marketing people, because they roam in sales and marketing. When it comes to revenue management, most of them are like faking it most of the times, right? Instead of really rolling up their sleeves and getting into it. So really managing that change and transformation and getting an understanding. And then when you really feel that we have some adopters and some early adopters, then you can really present it. But it has to be presented. It can't be force fed, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really important. You got to get the stakeholders on board. Otherwise it fails.
I was going to say, I totally agree with Robert. And I think in my eyes, he's by far the best expert in terms of not pushing an organization, but pulling an organization along with him and take the organization where it needs to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I concur.
And in terms of you're talking about getting the team. Sorry, Gong, you were going to say.
You know, at my current property, the general manager is very engaged. The managing director, general manager, very engaged. The director of rooms has gotten engaged. The finance people have gotten engaged. Now you've really got some traction when that happens, right?
That makes a lot of sense. And in terms of, I guess, getting the team engaged, bought in, those stakeholders are pretty important. Well, obviously, very critical. There's got to be the business case for the investment as well. Mm-hmm. So how does it get, I'm not asking you to give specifics for your properties, but just general, how do you construct the, what is the argument around, guys, we're crazy if we're not investing in this?
I mean, the power of the data science and the AI BI tool. And it's really, I don't want to tell Oppo this, but it's really one of the less expensive things I have on my tech stack that probably delivers one of the highest ROI, right? And when you're in this hotel game, our tech stack is huge. Mm-hmm. Like it's long.
And
people use probably 50% of each of the technology platform that they own and pay for, right? This one has a high level of efficiency, giving you a high level of return. And on my tech stack, it's probably one of the least expensive things I'd pay for.
No, I'm quite aware of that, Robert. You're spending 3 decades in hotel business and leading commercial teams for different hotel organizations. I know the costs that are out there. It's on purpose, right? We want to make it accessible. Yeah. We want to make it accessible to the industry. Our aim is to change this industry for the better because we have so much passion for it. We are hoteliers ourselves, in addition to being business scientists and data scientists, but There is that notion that BI and AI and or AI driven BI is really quite expensive, and it's not, because we have been able to harness the power of cloud technology and scale. We have the ability to create scale, and everybody benefits from that scale. And for that reason, it is not expensive by any stretch, like Robert said. And actually, it's a really good point, Robert. It's on purpose.
Robert, I'm sure cost wasn't the only reason, although it's always a big factor when you're trying to get any investment. But what, when you were making the step across, you were looking at analytic solutions, what factors about Hotel IQ? Because I want to talk about what benefits you've seen in your properties derived from, but to our point of making that initial selection, what was some of the criteria when you were looking to evaluate a solution? What were some of the elements that stood out for you in Hotel IQ?
Yeah, I think it's, again, I'm looking for end-to-end solutions, right? I'm not looking for a solution A to answer this, solution B to answer this, solution C to answer this. I'm looking for technology that gives me the ability to look at the client or distribution channel end-to-end, right? So that was really important. The drill down factor that Hotel IQ Decision Cloud gives you, going back to Oppo's conversation, one question, brings up another question, brings up another question. The drill down factor and the finite detail that you can get into solves many riddles all the time. And that was an important thing to me. You know, how do we really drill into the information and understand where it's coming from, or understand how it's happening? Just understand it, right? And so those were decisions that I really wanted to know about, you know? And then the AI was a big part of it. You know, this whole AI craze, and everybody's like, oh my gosh, AI's this new AI. It's not new AI. It's this intelligence has been around for quite a long time, right? And I wanted that automation. I wanted that machine learning, and I want that in everything I do, right? Rather, it's got to complement the human decision making with the machine learning and really understand what we're doing, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. So let's, again, I'm conscious of your time, Robert, so I don't want to just speed this along for the purpose of it, but I also don't want to take up more of your time than is necessary. So if we could just dig a little bit into, I mean, just very quickly, how long have you been using Hotel IQ then?
7 years.
7 years.
Probably 7 years. Yeah.
So you got a solid track record. I think actually,
I knew Oppo when he was a very young man, for sure.
Well, Oppo was saying that that you were one of the strongest users of Hotel IQ, certainly from a commercial standpoint. And I mean, you've worked in leadership roles through marketing into the commercial side in various positions. In each role, were there different benefits you derived from using the Hotel IQ within your departments?
Collaboration, mm-hmm. a clear lens, mm-hmm. Extracting data that's real, mm-hmm. that you know, we're overlaying data that's actually real. It's not pivot tables being put into and grabbing information all over where there's human error and things that can go on, right? I'm looking at clear, finite information. And I think it's really just helping me break down the silos and have an open conversation in the ecosystem, in the revenue, sales, marketing ecosystem, right?
Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. And I guess,
I just want to add, I just want to add something there. Look, it all starts with leadership. The leadership needs to have the vision. If they don't have the vision, and to Robert's earlier point, there's a lot of comfort zone at a lower level within the world of directors of sales and marketing or directors of revenue management. Like Robert alluded, There's that job security, because you have this very complex Excel spreadsheet that nobody else can really use it, and you're the only one. And sometimes then leaders need to step in and say, okay, I don't want that anymore. I want an environment where people can be transitionary, but what we have created, the foundation stays solid. Anybody can come in and use it. But then that takes a selfless leader to do that. That takes a visionary leader to do that. Robert is absolutely one of them. I remember his first hotel was Fairmont, where he used Hotel Lucky. It was Fairmont Hamilton Princess, right? And until that point, and this was again 7 years ago or 8 years ago, until that point, Hotel Lucky was primarily used by revenue management folks. But then he comes in, Robert comes in, and next thing you know, his sales team is all over Hotel IQ. And we were looking at the way they're utilizing it, and we were blown away by it. And this is exactly, this was exactly, that was exactly the intent and the vision. But seeing a leader like Robert making that happen was actually wonderful. It wasn't as if the sales managers there woke up one day and said, okay, I want to use Hotel IQ. No. It's never like that. And it's because of Robert. So it takes a visionary leader who understands this stuff to be able to do it. Otherwise, Hotel IQ does nothing. You have to be able to use it and know how to use it.
So onto that point. So how do you use it to fit within your, I mean, it's a part of your commercial strategy. I mean, it's working with other pieces of technology. It's working across departments. Can you talk a Sure. little bit to how it fits into that?
Listen, we have an obligation to our people, right? As a leader, you have an obligation to your people to train them the best you can with the best products out there that are available to you, right? Whether they stay with you or not, right? And chances are, if you invest the time in them and you give them the tools for their toolbox, they're going to stay with you a little longer. That's always the way I've managed my career and managed people in my life, right? And a lot of times, look, what have we done in the sales organization? We've taken the best group seller, right, who hits his or her incentive, you know, quarter in and quarter out. We make that person a leader. Mm-hmm. We make that person a director of sales and marketing. Typically, they have no idea of what's going on with marketing. They have no idea how to lead a sales organization. They're a great independent contributor, but how do we blend all that together and make them feel comfortable in making decisions? And Decision Cloud is a tool that gives them the knowledge and gives them the courage to go make a decision, right? And listen, make a decision. If we fail, fail fast and get out, right? Yeah. That, I mean, I've told my teams that for many, many years, right? And this allows us to do it. It allows us to monitor the data. So people, it's like once they get it and once they get comfortable with it, then they're in it every day. Then they're trying to make a decision that makes sense, right? And they're proud of what they're doing. And that's what we're trying to achieve, right? We want decision makers, forward-thinking decision makers.
And a large part of that, and maybe I'm wrong, I've never run a hotel, so I would absolutely defer to you. But sometimes feeling confident about making a decision is sometimes not having to stand on my own. You know, you've mentioned a number of times working with a team, collaborating, communicating. How has Hotel IQ Decision Cloud, in its essence being a tool that pulls a single truth of data, but enables everyone to see that same source, how have you been able to utilize that and really leverage that to develop that collaboration and communication?
You know what? It's taken out subjective, you know, how do I want to say this? Instead of somebody, you know, historically doing what they do and them suggesting how to do it, it takes data in real time for you to make a decision, to make a forward-thinking decision to make it happen, right?
So it takes out their personal bias, for instance.
It takes the personal bias out, and it gives you the esteem to make that, right? Because because a lot of times leaders get in a room and they're in a room with a managing director who may or may not be, you know, actually hugging them to come along for the ride, or they're in it with an asset owner who's looking at things in a very different, view and sight line. So if you make decisions based on real-time accurate information, you make them strong and you feel good about that decision, right? There's no waffling, there's no wavering. It is what it is and everybody can see it. And 9 times out of 10, what happens is if people see the data in real time, what's happening, they're like, yes, go with that. So all of a sudden it becomes not your personal decision. It becomes everybody just made the decision and you move forward, right? That's what it is.
Makes a lot of sense. And do you, and I'm guessing you wouldn't keep embracing this technology unless you could see that the value of it helps you to derive down to some commercial benefit, at least without sharing confidential information. You're seeing bottom line returns or top line returns by adopting these kind of solutions.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, we're in this game for one reason, right? As commercial leaders, and that's to gain client assets, convert them to business, and deliver house profit to the asset owner. Yeah. That's why we're here. And when you waver on that, then that's when all the craziness happens, right? But if you stay in that sphere and you keep focused and you have your team focused on that, and focusing is part of what Decision Cloud does, then you're going to win. You're going to win every time.
Oh, that's good. So I guess back to your earlier comment that you were saying to Apo about it being a pretty reasonable price for investment. It probably gives you a decent return on that investment then.
For sure.
Well, you can look at it in multiple ways. There's an opportunity cost of not having it, right? A human being can perhaps produce, I don't know, 5-10% of what Hotel IQ Decision Cloud can. And the cost, the time that human being is going to spend to be able to produce 5-10% of what Hotel IQ Decision Cloud can, and the cost associated with that person's time is much greater, quite frankly, what a hotel pays for Hotel IQ. So there is opportunity cost of not having it. So it's through efficiencies gained, it pays for Hotel IQ in multiples, really.
Yeah.
Let alone
before
the liberty.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let alone the liberty it gives you to make proper decisions.
No, it makes a lot of sense. Final thing for you, Robert, and then I'll let you go. So putting myself in a hotelier's seat. So I'm listening to this, or I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, all right, this guy seems to know what he's talking about. There's a lot of value here. I've checked out his profile. All right. I want to make that step. I want to look at engaging with Hotel IQ. I want to bring it on board, but man alive, I can't just be closing down my operation to get this implemented. How am I going to get it all integrated into everything that I'm doing? How am I going to train all of those are logical costs that someone is going to ask. So very briefly, last question towards you. How have you found the implementation process, the need for training around the whole user interface, and the support that you've got from Hotel IQ?
Yeah, I mean, great question, right? Because as hoteliers, we're always worried about the heavy lift, yep. Right? Because it comes down to resources. You know, do you have the resources? You know, how are you going to get this up and running? I go through this all day, every day. But I can't say enough about the support Apo's team has given me. I can't say enough about the ease of really, crafting our major and minor markets and laying that out. And actually, it's very cleansing along the way because you find all these things that you don't need, or what are all these rate codes, and you start to shed rate codes that don't mean anything or moving forward, they're from years ago, right? And they're just hanging in your system. So they help you clean up your system. They help you think about your business critically. You learn a lot along the way. You know, I'm always about learning. They've taught me a lot along the way, and I can't say enough about how easy it was, to be honest with you.
And Apo, final question to you.
It's Robert is an outlier, right? I have to say, you know, there are quite a number of people with chief commercial officer title, and they are not even as remotely progressive as Robert is. So Robert makes our jobs much easier. But Hotel IQ is not just a piece of technology. It's the support that comes along with it is also equally important. We don't necessarily say, well, here it is, go and do what you want to do. No, business intelligence and data work takes time. It takes nurturing. Data is messy, especially in hotel business. It needs to be organized. And hoteliers, rightfully so, they are not expert in this. So they need our help in understanding how to structure data and how to go through that journey. So that's a big part of our service to the hoteliers. It's not just the technology itself, it's the support behind it that is equally important. But I wish everyone in Robert's role in the industry were just like Robert, then our jobs would be much easier. And trust me, every hotel will be using Hotel IQ around the globe, but that's not the case. So, you know, Robert is an outlier for sure.
In time, maybe.
Thank you.
Well, look, I want to thank you both. Again, I've mentioned it a number of times. I'm very conscious you're incredibly busy. So thank you for sharing the time. Robert, particularly to you as well, for taking the time to share your experience and to share the value Hotel IQ has been. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Trevor.
Well, I hope that conversation was of interest. And thanks again to Apo and Robert for joining us. If you have any thoughts or views on this discussion, please feel free to reach out. You can contact us via our social channels, or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. And if you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. And if you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link is in the podcast notes. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.